Hi everyone, this is Annapurna. How are you all doing? It is the end of May and the mango season is coming to an end, right? Oh my god, I hope you all have eaten enough mangoes. I am trying to eat as much as I can before the season ends, especially ripe, juicy, sweet Alfonso mangoes. So this reminds me of a story that happened long, 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 long ago. And it is the story of the magical mango. So once upon a time, in a beautiful kingdom far, far, far away, there lived an old man and his wife. Now the kingdom they lived in was a very prosperous kingdom. There were green fields and there was lots of food to eat. The people were kind, and more importantly, the king and queen were very nice people. So now this very old man and old woman, they lived in a small hut by the river. They did not have any children, so they lived just by themselves, and they would go to the forest to pick fruits, they would grow their own vegetables, they would cut small bits of wood, and they would live very peacefully. One day, when they went to the woods, they found a small injured baby parrot. It was a small baby parrot. Okay, and the old woman said, "Oh, so sad, it is hurt, and look how tiny it is." And she asked her husband if they could carry it home. So both husband and wife took the baby parrot home and they decided to bring it up as their own son. Okay, so days passed. And the baby parrot grew up to be a young little small parrot, smart and green with a red beak and colorful feathers. One day he was sitting on top of his hut looking out at the sky when he saw this huge flock of birds flying all together in one direction. He said, "Friends, where are all of you going?" So all the birds said, "Oh, we are going to find this magical mango tree. We have to take a very arduous long journey. We have to cross the seven seas. And once we finish that, we come to a enchanted forest. And in the middle of the enchanted forest, there is a magical mango tree." So the parrot asked, "So what is great about these mangoes? Why is it a magical mango tree?" So the bird said, "Oh, anyone who eats a mango from this tree will become youthful, strong, and stay like that forever." Oh, the young parrot was very intrigued. He was very surprised. He was very astonished. And he thought, "Oh, my mom and dad, my appa and amma are like getting really old. What if I also fly along with all these birds and get one mango for my parents? Then they will become young and youthful and energetic, and we can spend more time and we can all live happily ever after." So the young parrot decides to fly along with the other parrots and the other birds. There were many birds, not just parrots, and they flew and they flew and they flew. It was a long journey, and finally, after many days, they reached the enchanted forest. It was a beautiful forest. Oh my God, it was beautiful, green, lush, with trees that you'd never seen before, with flowers and fruits that you'd never set eyes on before, beautiful animals, beautiful birds. It was a lovely experience. So as they flew through the forest, they came to the beautiful, big, magical-looking mango tree. Oh, it was huge, and the mangoes were really huge and golden yellow and plump and dropping down from the tree. And all the birds were very happy to have made that journey successfully. So they all picked a mango each, including the little parrot. So they all plucked a mango and then they took their return path. They all came back, went back to where they had come from. So the baby parrot too, with this mango in his mouth, with a lot of difficulty, flew many, many days all over again to reach his hut. His parents were very worried. They were like, "Where were you? Why didn't you tell us that you were going somewhere? We were so worried." Okay, but then the parrot was so excited. He placed the mango down and he said, "Look, I will tell you the whole story later, but this, what I have got you from so far away, is a magical mango. I want both of you to eat this so you become young and you become energetic and you become youthful. And you know, I want to see that happening," he tells his parents. Now his dad looks at him and he smiles and he says, "Oh, that's so sweet of you, my dear son. But really, we don't want to become young and youthful and strong. We're very happy the way we are. But I can think of one more person who really deserves to eat this mango. Our king. He's such a nice man. He's such a just king. He's such a wise king. I think he should eat this mango and become young and become youthful and strong so he can rule this kingdom for many, many years to come." So the parrot agreed. He said, "Okay, fine. Whatever you think so," he told his father. So both the parrot and the father went to the palace. They walked, reached the palace. They told the guards that we have something very important to tell the king. And then they went to meet the king. And then they told the king, "Your Majesty, we've got for you a present. This is a magical mango. You must eat this mango because this mango will make anyone who eats it young and strong and powerful. And because you are such a wonderful king, we want you to stay that way forever." The king is so pleased to listen to this. And he's so happy and he embraces the old man and the parrot and he says, "Look, why don't we just plant this mango instead? That way we will get a mango tree and that will bear fruit, which means we will have our own magical mango tree in our kingdom and everyone can eat the fruit and become strong and youthful and powerful, and you know, that way everyone is happy." Oh, the whole palace and you know, all the subjects sitting there, they're so happy and proud that the king is so wise. So they all decide to go to the palace garden. They dig up the soil and they place the mango and then they water it and everybody go back to their houses. Days after days pass and the mango seed starts growing little by little into a small shoot, small plant, a bigger plant, and then it grows into a bigger and bigger and bigger tree. And because it's a magical tree, it doesn't take forever to grow. And in the next 3-4 months, there's a beautiful lush mango tree that has started to bear fruit already. So once all these mangoes are drooping down from the tree and they're beginning to ripen and it's time to pluck them out, the king calls everyone, you know, all his ministers, all his soldiers, his palace family, his subjects. He calls everyone and he says, "Everybody, please come, you know, let us pluck out the first mango." And then they find an old 99-year-old man, a 99-year-old man, who lives just nearby the palace, and they said, "Man, you know, old man, please come. You have the first mango and then we will all eat after that." So the old man is very honored and he's very excited and he comes and he plucks one juicy, ripe, golden yellow mango and he bites into it. Within moments, he falls down and he dies. Everybody is shocked. They're stunned. They don't know what happened. The king is red in the face. He is sad. And then he's angry. And then he looks at the old man and the parrot who got him this. And then he said, "What have you done? What mango have you got me? Were you trying to kill me?" The old man says, No, Your Majesty. This was supposed to be a magical mango. This was supposed to make everyone strong and young. We don't know what happened. But the king is in no mood to listen, and the king is in no mood to forgive. And he says, go away from my sight. Just don't stand here. And then he punishes the old man. And the old man goes back home. And then he asks his soldiers to build a wall around this mango tree. And he says, no one in my kingdom will ever cross this wall and try to eat a mango from this poisonous mango tree. Okay, so then everybody get back. They're all sad, they're shocked, and they're so upset, they're disappointed. And the old man goes home. He tells the old woman, I don't know what this parrot went and got, and then it's just caused so much trouble. And the parrot is crying and saying, no, father, I did not know that he's going to die. I mean, this was a magical mango. That's what all the birds told me. Okay, so he's very sad. And he says, you know what? Let me go back to the enchanted forest and let me find answers. Let me go ask the forest god if he can give me answers as to what happened. Okay, so he flies away. Meanwhile, in the kingdom, there is a washerwoman's family. You know, there's this old washerwoman. She has a son and she has a daughter, and they have families and grandchildren, and they're all fighting all the time, you know. So the old washerwoman is so upset, and one day she can't bear the fighting anymore, and she says, you know what, I am just going to go without telling anyone, go and eat the fruit from the poisonous tree, the mango from the poisonous tree. So she quietly goes. In the middle of the night, she climbs the wall with difficulty. She's old, right? She climbs, and then she climbs on the other side, and she's planning to pluck one of the mangoes and eat them up. By then, our young parrot has gone to the enchanted forest, and he has prayed to the forest god and got his answers and come back straight to the tree, and he's sitting on it. When he overhears the old washerwoman talking to herself, she's like, oh, it's time to die. I can't bear this fighting anymore. I'm going to pluck this poisonous mango and eat it. So as she's about to pluck, the parrot just drops off one fruit from top of the tree, and it falls straight into her hands. Okay, so she's like, okay, I think even the tree wants me to die. It's already given me the mango. And she takes the mango and she takes a nice, generous bite. Okay, and suddenly, instead of the old washerwoman, there is this young 16-year-old girl, beautiful, pretty, smart girl, who's standing there and eating the mango. She can't believe it herself. She looks at her hands, she looks at her legs, she's changed completely. She can't believe it. The parrot is smiling, and the parrot flies to the palace window and wakes up everyone. Like, wake up, and please come and see this. This is such an astonishing sight. Even the king wakes up, and they all go to where the mango tree is. And they all can't believe their eyes. You know, they're all still a little unsure if the parrot is simply saying something, you know, so that it doesn't get punished further. Say, like, we don't believe you. Okay, but the parrot says, no, no, you can try it again. And then they call another old man, one of the senior ministers, and he says, okay, I am going to try eating a mango. And this man plucks a mango and bites into it, and lo and behold, he also turns into an 18-year-old youth again. He's young, strong, he looks nothing like what he did a half a minute ago, and everybody's surprised and they're happy. And then the king says, what is going on, parrot? Do you know what is going on? That day we had the old man eat the mango and he died, but today, just as you initially promised, just as your old father initially said, people are becoming young and youthful and strong. What is happening? What is the mystery here? So then the parrot says, you know, it was always a magical mango tree. When the old man ate the mango and we plucked it for the first time, just the previous night, a poisonous snake was sleeping on the tree. And by mistake, a drop of its saliva, its spit, fell on the mango. And that is the mango we had plucked to give the old man. So as soon as he took a bite, he died. And you know, that is no longer the case. So this is the magic tree. This is what helps people become young and strong and youthful. And everyone is happy. The king is happy. The people are happy. The parrot is happy. The king says, I am so sorry. I punished your father and I scolded you. And he calls back the parrot's old parents. And then he says, I'm really sorry. And he showers them with gifts. And he showers them with praise. And he says, you know, live in a better house. He gives them a lot of things. And then they all live happily ever after. Now here's a mango song from the Karadi rhymes. Okay, it's one of my favorite mango songs, perfect for the summer season. Mangoes, ripe mangoes, red mangoes, sweet mangoes, golden, yellow, round mangoes, juicy, plump and sweet mangoes, green and sour raw mangoes, fat and short, thin and long mangoes to eat all day long. Mangoes, ripe mangoes, red mangoes, sweet mangoes. Apus, totapuri, langada, banganapalli, malagoba and peri. Fat and short, thin and long mangoes to eat all day long. Mangoes, ripe mangoes, red mangoes, sweet mangoes. I hope you all love this mangolicious story. See you soon. Bye-bye.